Did you realize that when you point the finger at someone, you actually point three fingers at yourself? As more than one commentator on life has observed, when you judge somebody, you speak more about who you are rather than who they are. Jesus uses humour to make this point to his hearers. You can't help but smile when you envisage the image of a one blind person trying to lead another, let alone somebody who is also blind, or a person with a plank sticking out of their eye. Our criticisms can often come out of how we've been conditioned, which may be blind, or try and disguise our own weaknesses. I'm sure you've heard the saying, "Methinks he protests too much." In other words, what's he trying to cover up by complaining? We all have our blind spots, which is why it's always best when we feel the need to criticise another to stop and ask why and where we're coming from. After all, as the readings this weekend tell us, our words are a revelation of who we are, not of what somebody else is. I'm reminded of the story of the five blind people who go to a zoo and are introduced to an elephant for the first time. When they ask what they think it's like, one who's holding its tail remarks, "It reminds me of a snake." A second, grabbing one of its legs, says, "Not at all, it's like a tree trunk." To which a third retorts, "I think it's closest to a knife. He's holding a task." While beside him, swinging its trunk, the fourth adds his bit, "You're wrong. It's a hose." Meanwhile, from on the ground, a fifth voice from one who has run into the side of the elephant and fallen pipes up, "Well, none of those things would have knocked me over. I'm sure it's like a barn." We all have our own perspective on life, and nobody sees it all. So next time you feel like criticising somebody, can I suggest you pause and ask yourself, what's the elephant in the room?